Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, we were asked, how would you expect to pay your pastor or maintain church buildings and grounds if you don't tithe? Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now we see that after Peter has said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, now this was recognizing the deity of Jesus Christ. The other Jews had heard him say that, they would have wanted to put him to death at that moment. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now, Peter meant pebble, so that's not a rock you build a church on. And Christ is the rock of ages. But he is saying the rock is not Peter. The rock is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the rock. That is the way to heaven. That's how he's going to build the church. That is the local church, the believers. He's going to build them on Jesus Christ. There's other foundation that no man can lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. So, he says, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So, the rock that is Jesus is something that he has founded. We're talking about here this church now. We're talking about Jesus is founding the local church. This is where we see Jesus saying, I'm going to build the church. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. Now, going to the 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, we see structure is laid out for the local church. 2nd Timothy, Titus, look at some structure that is laid out, and the local church. We see in Timothy, he speaks of double honor in paying the pastor. Double honor actually means double pay. But I've never said if the average pay in this community is $40,000, I expect $80,000. No, I don't do that, but the Bible does tell us that he was speaking double on. Now, how do you give a pastor double pay? And how do you pay for buildings? How do you pay for these things if you don't tithe and offer? The Lord appointed 70 to go out before him. In verse 7, he told them to eat and drink what they who received them provided. In Acts chapter 6 verses 1 through 6, and in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because of their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Now, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples to them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Now, these 12 served as pastors of the local churches that were at that time meeting in houses. Serving tables was not an evil thing, but the context of the local church, the pastor is to give himself to the study of the word of God, and the biblically true pastor will be a student the rest of his life, and he was meditating on the Word of God that he may have direction from the Lord in leading the people and in preaching God's word. They had all that food together. People brought the food, but not all the people there had food to bring. Some thought others were being neglected. It's kind of like a Sunday school has a dinner on the ground, and so you got everybody bringing in their covered dishes and all that, and don't have a group in there say, well, they neglected us, or they neglected me, or whatever. No, it's there. It's laid out for you to go by and get food. That's, look, but it takes money for food, and it takes money to get those things together, all right, to keep it going. Now, he went on to say, therefore, brethren, look ye out, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Business is the Greek word here in this passage, but serve is the same root of the Greek word for deacon. Hence, we see that there were seven deacons for over 7,000 people. Now, don't forget, 3,000 the first time, 5,000 the second time. In Acts 5, you get to it, it says a great multitude, doesn't even give a number. Yeah, this makes up the Jerusalem church, local churches, and they're meeting in homes and all that. These 12 men are going to be the pastors, seven men are going to be the deacons. But it is obvious how important the office of deacon is to God for the local church. And then he goes on and says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So this shows the fact that pastors appoint over the business, but they give themselves to these other things, and that is preaching the word. Now, having said that, where do they get the money to support themselves, these pastors, if they don't have an offering? How do they get to have buildings if they don't have an offering and tithe? You have these things in our church. We have what is called Faith Promise. We call it Faith Promise Missions. Every year, people turn in a slip without their name written on it. We have it during our missions conference. And their name is not on it, but they turn in a slip that says, I promise to give so much per week. You know, we put suggested amounts, and then other, they put in another amount. Okay, and they are to understand that this is above their regular tithe and offering, because the expenses of electricity, maintenance, and so many other things must go on. And just like in the churches they were built back then, things had to be maintained. So there was a need for it. You have to continue to do the business of the church. There is something now. I hope, my sister in Christ, that you don't miss the fact that Jesus Christ ordained the local church, and it was ordained as real as the tabernacle and temple. The law in the Old Testament, we call it Old Testament or Old Covenant and New Testament or New Covenant, to show of the development of the Testament. Now Christ has paid our penalty. He's risen. He's established the local church. He has founded it, established it. He wants to build it. Do we think that God would not provide for his own local church? That he would not have the people to be a part of it and then to take care of it? And so, we see even in, I mentioned about Faith Promise, I often go take them over in the book of Philippians, where he says they gave them to their needs and to the people at Philippi. They gave to the needs of the Apostle Paul and his mission team. And he said it was as a sweet-smelling savor. An offering is what that was. In the Old Testament offering, as referring to an Old Testament offering, in this local New Testament church that was giving unto missions, it was an offering. You can rob God in tithes and offerings. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, they were taking collection of the churches. Some of it was for the poor in Jerusalem for the problems they went through up there and some other things. So, again, it's to meet those needs. Now, James 3:1, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7:17, show that as the pastor says, yeah, you're trying to build the pastor's money. No, it shows that the pastor, those verses says, has a greater responsibility because there's a greater condemnation on them about the work that God has called them to do. So they have a greater accountability before God. Now, when we see God gave, again, don't miss that. God gave. Again, I'm saying this for the people now. God gave. I didn't say this repeatedly for her. Instruction for the local church. 1 and 2 Thessalonians of the responsibilities of the local church toward widows and those who do not have enough to eat. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, shows they took an offering on the first day of the week, indicating a regular practice, present tense, in the local church. As I mentioned in Philippians 4 of giving to missions and 2 Corinthians 8 of the need of missions. And that's in the Bible. That's in the New Testament. God ordained the tabernacle and both the Aaronic and the Levitical priesthoods with specific duties and the responsibility of the children of Israel tithe and to support it. The Lord ordained also the local church. Obviously, He would ordain that the people of the local church would tithe and offer. Is there a reason Jesus said these ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone, not to leave undone judgment, mercy, and so forth? And you should have tithe. It's a responsibility before God to tithe and to offer. We are working 40-hour jobs. How can they give themselves to the ministry of the Word, as well as the study of it and faith promise missions, if they are out working 40 and 50 hours a week on jobs?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.